this was the worst deal ever struck, and it is the greatest sellout ever of Irish fishing and the greatest betrayal of Irish fishermen ever, as far as I'm concerned, Michaela.
And indeed, Minister Charlie McConlogue at a recent Oireachtas committee said that the deal that was done was the best that was on the table.
I don't accept that, because the Minister and the Taoiseach and others came out on Christmas Eve hailing this as the greatest deal ever, when it took 20 days later they realised it wasn't the greatest deal, it was the worst deal ever. It must have taken them 20 days to read the deal to realise that it was such a bad deal, and it is very obvious that the Irish were outmanoeuvred by the Dutch, the French, the Spanish, the Germans and so on, who got a very good deal for their countries, and we have suffered disproportionately, three times worse than any other country in Europe.
And indeed this will come at a huge cost to us here in Ireland.
It's going to be a massive cost. First, the government said it was a loss of 34 million, but obviously 20 days later when they read the deal, they now realise it's 43 million. And when you value add that by 2.5 times, it will be somewhat over 100 million of a loss to the Irish fishing industry. It is the annihilation of the Irish fishing industry by an inept government who did not obviously shout stop. There was no official objection lodged to this deal. There are very serious questions to be asked. Why did the Minister for Marine not lodge an official objection? If he did not lodge an official objection, who was responsible for not letting him do so? Who was advising the Minister? Because he got awful advice in accepting this deal.
There are huge concerns as well around small fishermen and small fishing boats.
Yes, Michaela, fishermen in small boats with Northern Ireland licences, their lives are now being placed in danger, having to travel to other ports. And I am appealing to the Minister to seriously look at this in order to protect the lives of these fishermen. We saw over the weekend the controversy over vaccines and how the very important Northern Ireland Protocol was brought into play. I believe that the Northern Ireland Protocol should apply now to these fishermen. The Irish government have set up a hard border on the island of Ireland for Irish domiciled fishermen living in Donegal, paying their taxes to the Irish government.